In this bulletin, Australian families fear for missing relatives following the volcanic eruption in New Zealand. Victoria's first People's Assembly meets for the first time. And in sport, the lead-up race to the Sydney to Hobart abandoned due to the smoke haze in the harbour city. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australian families say they fear for missing relatives after the massive eruption of the volcano in New Zealand. Rodney Langford says he still hasn't heard from his brother Anthony, wife Christine, and their teenage children Jesse and Winona. The names of the North Sydney family have been included in a list of more than 100 people who are missing on a website set up by the New Zealand Red Cross to connect families affected by the catastrophe. Mr. Langford has told the Seven Network he's anxiously awaiting news.
We don't know anything at all, but I'm hoping that somebody knows anything. See my brother, knows my brother, or his wife, or their kids. They can notify the media, so they can notify us.
Three Australians are believed to be among the dead, while eight others remain unaccounted for. The family of Queenslanders 47-year-old Julie Richards and her 20-year-old daughter Jessica say that they're also awaiting news. And the authorities in New Zealand say they don't expect to find any more survivors. The volcano's two explosions in quick succession spewed a plume of ash thousands of metres into the air. Volcanologist Professor Richard Akulis from the Australian National University says the area around the volcano is volatile, making it dangerous for search teams.
I think if they're not confident there are people alive inside the crater, they'll delay putting rescuers in as long as possible, partly because they don't want them to be exposed to a possible another explosion, and partly because of the gas and dust hazards that are going on. So, of course, it's important to recover these bodies as soon as is possible, but the safety of the rescuers has got to be paramount now.
The federal government has released a second version of its proposed religious freedom laws for public comment. 11 major changes have been made to the draft legislation after the original bill was criticised by both religious and secular groups. The update means that religious charities, as well as hospitals and nursing homes, would be able to hire staff based on their faith. Attorney General Christian Porter says the changes were made after input from all sides of the debate.
These changes don't change the operation, the objectives, or the overarching structure of the bill. They improve a range of very important clauses, and they are certainly at least substantive enough to warrant this extra period of consultation so that people who have suggested changes can see whether, to their best assessment, the drafting that we have now adopted meets their needs and represents their concerns.
Submissions on the second version of the draft legislation are open until the 31st of next month. Members of Victoria's First People's Assembly say a major step has been taken on the path to a treaty between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians in the state. The first democratically elected body for Indigenous Victorians has held its first formal meeting. The Assembly is made up of 32 members who established the ground rules for how treaties can be negotiated in Victoria and helped set up an independent umpire for treaty talks. Member Ruben Berg says he's honoured to take part in this historic process.
I am hopeful for this process, hopeful that this will empower our people now and in the future. But I do not expect this to be easy. As others have mentioned, I expect us to have some tough conversations. We are a diverse community, but I hope we can come together with respect, with patience, to work towards a shared vision for the future.
Sydney's smoke issues have forced the cancellation of the traditional Sydney to Hobart lead-up race, the Big Boat Challenge, for safety reasons. The Cruising Yacht Club of Australia made the decision, with thick smoke blanketing Sydney Harbour and causing visibility issues. Paul Billingham from the Cruising Yacht Club of Australia says the decision to cancel the race puts the safety of competitors first. Well, now the weather for tomorrow. Perth, very hot and sunny, 38 degrees. Adelaide, a sunny day and 27. Melbourne should be partly cloudy, a top of 20. Hobart, possible late shower, 23. Canberra, smoke haze and 33. Wollongong, morning smoke haze and 22. Sydney, cloudy and 24. Newcastle, smoke haze and 24 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 33. Cairns, showers and a possible storm, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.